Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 671. Visible translated text is as follows. Solvent should have been put on there in a liquid state. It would not have showed up white, as it showed up then, but it would have showed up either pink or red. And where the spot of blood was, or whatever it was, that stuff was white, and not pink or red. I returned after making this examination, from which I noticed two or three or four chips had been knocked up, the boys told me, by the police that morning. I returned to my office and gathered up what papers I had to take over to Montag Brothers, and I took over the financial report, which I had made out the Saturday afternoon previous, and I talked it over with Mr. Sig Montag. I had a good long conversation with Mr. Montag with reference to the occurrences that morning, and we decided that since the papers had stated that I was being detained at headquarters, it would be best to let my uncle, who was ill, and who is an elderly man being over 70 years of age, and who is on the point of taking a trip to Europe, and I didn't want him to be unnecessarily alarmed by seeing in the papers that I was detained. And I wrote a telegram to Mr. Adolf Montag informing him that I was no longer in custody, that I was all right, and that he could communicate that to my uncle. That was so that my uncle should not get hold of an Atlanta paper and see that I was in custody and be unnecessarily alarmed. I returned from Montag Brothers to the pencil factory, being accompanied by one of my traveling men, Mr. Himes, Mr. Saul. Himes, and on my arrival at the factory, I went up into the office and distributed the various papers all over the factory to be acted on the next day. In a few minutes, Mr. Harry Scott of the Pinkerton Detectives came in, and I took him aside into my office, my private office, and spoke to him in,